This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
You big stupid racist motherfuckers, bald. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
What's your language, bud? We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clitty big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did
scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me! Good evening, everybody. Hello.
What?
Hello, Joe, are you there?
I'm here. I'm writing something on the board.
You're fucking playing with your laser pointer, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
It is the Ham Radio Show.
Bouncing it off your head.
Thank you very kindly, my big sweaty fucking head. It's the Ham Radio Show, WHAM, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Okay. Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Like I said, we are live on the UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com, as well as HamRadioShow.com, as well as Facebook Live. And we're hanging out with, we got Nick in there, Ashley Ham is in there. Pudding is in the chat room.
Pudding, wait,
in the Facebook Live suite.
Where the hell is he?
Pudding's not doing singing lessons tonight?
I don't know. Pudding, are you singing? Lenore is in there. Oh, sweet, sweet, Sweet Lenore.
The only guy I know that sings worse than me. Please. Yeah.
That, somebody that's actually worse than I.
And Roseanne is in there as well, plus many more people. What, Danny? You finally woke up with that?
No, I was tweeting. I'm sorry.
How dare you tweet?
I was telling Twitter to watch us on Facebook.
There you go.
You're very boring on television, Danny.
Yeah, you're very... He doesn't really do much.
Yeah.
If you want to see footage of Danny drinking coffee, please go to the Ham Radio Ham Cam, conveniently located on the Facebook live stream that is going on as we speak. You can hear the show directly through the pipes. That's what Danny hooked up. Nothing me. We got that going on as well. You can also go if you want, if you're not able to watch this, say there's somebody looking over your shoulder, whatever you gotta do, go to unfilteredradionetwork.com. Danny, go to .com and see where it takes us to.
Go to
.com. I'm gonna clom all over this place. Go to .com.
You misspoke.
I know. HamRadioShow.com, UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com, all the .coms that you can think of. Hell, try .gov. Let's see what happens.
Try a net.
And a get, net.
You'll get Krispy Kreme. You'll get Krispy Kreme.
.org.
.tv.
See what happens.
RU.
.ca. .uk. Whatever your ability and the way you can get the Ham Radio Show, do that. While you're on Facebook and you're watching our beautiful faces and listening to our velvet tones, please also do us a favor. Open another tab, click over, and then you can also demand the ham. That's right. Go to the other page, demand the ham, bring the Ham Radio Show, this show right here, to Sirius XM Radio. Yeah. That's what I hope that maybe you can do.
Yeah.
That would be awesome for us.
That would be
a great thing.
Do they allow you to curse on Sirius XM?
Fuck no. Yes, of course you can curse.
I mean, we could.
It is not.
Can we do this like exact same show?
We can do this exact same show, even
in
more
our underwear.
Filming. In
really?
Her underwear.
Oh, I like that idea.
Jasmine, hi, Jasmine. Suzanne.
We have naked women in the studio?
That's Suzanne, the lesbian right there.
Oh.
Demanding the ham.
I like lesbians.
Go to the Facebook page. It's Demand the Ham. Bring the Ham Radio Show back. Bring the Ham Radio Show to Sirius XM.
Uh-huh.
It's on there. You can find it. Danny, if you can, you know what? Give him a link. Put a link.
Do me a fucking favor.
Yes.
Shut up, listen, and learn.
Exactly. Exactly, Kevin Spacey. If you can set up a link, and then that way they can just go to the link, and then they're very good, and they're ready to go.
It's getting complicated, and Joe, you're beeping.
It's getting complicated.
That wasn't
here.
Me. I didn't do nothing.
Was that Joe? I think that was Joe.
That's Joe's
pacemaker,
computer stuff.
Is it possible?
Alerting him to something.
It's possible.
It's possible.
I believe so.
It's possible.
It comes from that area of the room.
718-577-1389. By the way, anyone that has been listening to this program knows that we play a game here on the show known as the Deadpool Bingo.
Yes.
And Joe was the leader in Deadpool Bingo. Joe was leading the board because he had Chuck Barry.
Chuck Barry.
Who died.
Yeah. Chuck
Barry died. R.I.P.
Yeah, knifed him.
However, due to circumstances...
Who killed our next participant?
Me. I had Don Rickles.
Yeah.
I didn't know I had Don Rickles till this morning. I looked at the sheet.
Yeah.
There's the sheet. Danny, hold that up to the ham cam. Put it the right way. Use two hands. Be an adult. If you see the yellow box is me, the green box being Joe. So far we have 2 points on the Deadpool. And the Deadpool Bingo. All you have to do is get 5. You don't have to get them across, up and down, diagonal. It doesn't work like that. 5 of your people have to die.
You sank my battleship.
Yeah. 5 of your people on your team have to die.
I have Betty White. She's next.
Joe's calling out Betty White.
She's gone. She's ready.
When Joe mentions people, they die.
Yeah.
So remember that.
Yeah.
He killed Abe Vigoda.
I did.
The very same day.
I did.
I'm trying to see who... Let me just see.
Let Joe read the list of my names.
Billy, just so you know, you have Glenn Campbell.
Ooh. Sure, why not?
Jimmy Carter.
Okay.
Carol Channing.
Yeah.
Carol Channing.
Yeah.
I was listening. I was talking about Carol Channing this morning.
Hello,
that's
Dolly.
Creepy. So Glenn Campbell, Carol Channing, Jimmy Carter, Iggy Pop.
All right.
And who's your fifth? Oh, Stan Lee. You evil fuck.
Yeah.
You evil fuck.
Stan Lee.
Oh, I'm the bad guy.
Hey.
I pick somebody who's
Look, elderly. I picked an elderly man I didn't want to die as well, but damn it, he gave me a point, and Don, thank you.
Yeah.
Don Rickles dead at the age of 90. There will never be a better stand-up comic than Don Rickles.
Well, his type of comedy is very hard to do
created, these days. To me, he created the insult game.
He didn't create it, but he perfected it.
See, this is where Joe has to fucking...
Listen, you hockey puck.
He fucking... thank you. Thank you for quoting. He created that genre. That genre, you can fucking take my wife, please, and all this other bullshit and all that. That's not fucking what he did. He took the art form. He made it into his own art, Joe.
I'm not going to degrade Rickles in any way because I love
you
him.
You are going to.
I feel degraded. He was great. But his style of comedy goes back to Fat Jack Leonard at the very beginning.
Of course, he's very vaudevillian. You know. I get that. But the fact is, he is the... He
was great. So was Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers was a great insult comic also.
Hold on. I never said he was the first. I said he created it. There's a difference. A first would be literally the guy that went, hey, I should just insult people. That guy is not what I'm saying. He created the art form that he did. His style, because then it was copied later by other comics. His style is created by him, Joe. That was his art form. He would go out to the audience and pick, hey, look at the fucking, Vietnamese?
I'm not going to say
he
was.
A year in the jungle looking for your grandfather.
I'm not going to say he wasn't an original. He was an original. He was in his sense. He did an original style of insult comedy, but he wasn't the first insult comic.
I didn't say he was the first insult comic. God, he doesn't get things.
I understand what you're saying, but I just don't think you're using it in the right vernacular.
Oh, please. Please, would you learn vernacular tonight?
Yeah, that was the second word of the day.
No, but I've been watching all the old classic Dean Martin roasts when
great.
On it.
And great.
Let me get out of the Deadpool music.
Okay.
Our Deadpool, so far, by the way, just to rehash, the score is tied, Joe.
Yeah.
Me and you both have a point. Danny and Billy have nothing.
Yeah, Sean Connery's going to kick off soon, too.
You gotta wait. Are you calling out Betty White or are you calling out Sean Connery?
Well, they're gonna go together, Joe.
Within the next week or so, you know.
They bought,
I would think by the end of the summer I'll have Sean Connery dead and also Betty White.
Yeah, the two of them would be driving in James Dean's fucking car, right?
Well, you know, who else?
Spider?
Who else do I got there, Eddie? I had the...
on your list?
Yeah.
He has Sean
By
Connery.
The way, Roseanne said Don Rickles is the best.
It was the best.
Desiree, by the way, is saying Billy is dead. This is Desiree the hater who hates fucking Billy.
Apparently so, yeah.
He died on the beach last summer. And freaking Giggles has the video to prove it.
Every week, Desiree comes out and just fucking dismantles fucking Billy.
Yeah.
What does Joe have? Let me see this fucking shitty list that he has. He got lucky with Chuck Barry.
I didn't.
That motherfucker.
Chuck was ready.
Chuck was immortal.
Are you kidding?
How much shit did he fucking was pissing and shitting at people?
Before we did this, fucking Ava Gota was immortal.
Yeah, that's right.
Everyone thought they were already dead. So we had Betty White on Joe's list. Yeah,
Chuck Berry, of course.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, Cosby's got.
I don't see Bill Cosby going anytime soon.
No, he's got to go because just from aggravation, he's going.
I don't.
Have you noticed we haven't spoken about Cosby in a while? What's there to talk about?
You got a president doing all kinds of crazy things.
No, I was wondering if he paid anybody off or anything like that. He's got a lot of money, you know.
They just did a jury selection.
Do you not watch the news?
No, I don't.
Do you not? See what Bill Cosby's been up to lately?
No, what's he up to?
Trial's about to start. He selected a jury.
He's about up to a case of scotch, you motherfucker.
See, that's why he's going to die.
Scotch tape.
There you go.
He won't give him the satisfaction.
Butterscotch. Keith Richards, Joe has.
He's ready.
And Sean Connery.
I'm going to send him an overdose.
Yeah.
Send him an overdose of
Well, that's a death threat that just went over the air.
His ashes. Yeah. Here, sniff some of this.
Yeah, he picked you. You have picked people who are immortal. Keith Richards.
He really is.
Keith Richards.
I think he died years ago.
Cannot
but
die.
Told us. Yeah.
Just want to bring that up.
Yeah.
Not possible.
He's got so much preservatives in him. He ain't going anywhere.
What up, Desiree? How are you, baby? She's saying hi to me.
And, hi, Desi.
Giggles is just laughing her balls off.
But of course.
Because I guess they were mocking Billy or the fact that Joe's fucking retarded? Because I haven't figured it out.
Because I said Billy died at the beach, and she has the video to prove it.
Oh, that's right. Now, that would be a great... See, that should be your default pick on Twitter.
Sure.
Oh, do you have a Twitter? No, just Facebook, because you're old?
Yeah.
I am Instagram.
I don't need all of this shit.
I am Instagram.
Billy is geriatric.
But,
oh, is that genetic? What is that?
Geriatric, you fucking dyslexic.
I am a golden guy!
This is the asshole that can't read, and he's giving me lectures about how I'm not using words correctly.
I didn't say you were using words correctly.
We will have an audio fucking exhibit A. Hey. When we go to break, we're playing a fucking, we are playing a commercial break that is solely Don Rickles honor of Mr. Warm.
I like him.
Alright? In honor of the Merchant of Venom, the man, the myth, the hockey puck wielding bastard, Mr. goes. Potato Head himself, Don Rickles, who there will be nothing ever to duplicate Don Rickles has done.
I liked him in Casino. He was good in Casino. It was a serious
role. Well, he started...
The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Thank you, jerk. He started as a serious actor.
Yeah, he was in
he
Beach
was not
Blanket
a comedian
Bingo.
Prior to that.
Do you remember him in Big Drag? He was Big Drag in Beach Blanket Bingo.
Yeah, but he was not.
He was funny.
But he was a actor.
He was doing
that's
more
the thing
of
that Joe
serious acting thing.
Run Silent, Run Deep. Yeah, he was an actor. Clint, I mean, like
did movies with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah,
and, yeah. Sure.
He was. It was only after that he went, well, this acting thing's not paying off.
Yeah.
So then he went
just
into
changed his style.
Yeah, and he went into literally run the big rooms.
Absolutely, you're right about that.
And look, I can't be. I'm not Jimmy Kimmel who made me cry. I can't fucking tell you I've ever had dinner with Don Rickles, yeah. And that was the most moving tribute of all of them.
I mean, didn't see it, but I heard it was. I heard about it.
Oh, it made me cry, dude. It was because he couldn't get through. He did a monologue in which he was describing his love for Don Rickles, and I was like, like a faggot wearing a dress.
It's amazing. We don't really know these people, but they're a part of our lives, you know?
Right. Oh, Don Rickles, dude, legitimately, we did a giveaway on this show, mm-hmm. if you remember.
Oh, I won it.
Yes, well, you have the one of them. where we have the show he did on NBC. And the name
CPO
is...
CPO Sharky.
Thank you. It was escaping me.
Yeah.
CPO Sharky. And I have still the box set of... It was a point...
No, you don't. I have it.
No, I have it. I don't understand. Joe is the only one laughing at his own comedy.
I took it from you.
That's, you know, you don't have the one I have. We got more because...
You have something I don't have?
Yes. It's called timing and comedic value.
I want
shut
it.
Up.
I want it.
The point I'm trying to make, if Joe's chuckle hut behind me's done, okay. who's laughing at his own jokes, is that the whole point of me going through all the jumps and the bells and the whistles and the hoops that I had to get through to talk to that publicist to get us those as giveaways was just to somewhat be connected to the Don Rickles fucking empire. Because that's why I did that. Because Don Rickles does mean that much to people like me who insult assholes that like this dickhead that's behind me on this show.
According to Giggles, by the way, you can check off Billy's ding ding as being dead.
What, your ding ding? So his ding ding works.
Oh, ding ding. No, Billy's ding ding died.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, his cock doesn't work? I'm trying to understand.
It says Billy's ding ding. Read it.
Billy's ding ding. Billy's ding ding died.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it doesn't work. It just means it died. So it could have coughed up some jizz and died, Danny.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like you're reading. You're like Joe. You read things and don't get what you're writing. Is she saying he's soft, or is she saying that she killed his dick?
That's a great lyric.
Like, do you understand?
Maybe
like,
she's a man eater.
She might be. She might eat the whole thing. I don't know.
There you go.
I'm not in the bedroom with him and the magic blue kangaroo. I don't fucking know.
That sounds like
what he's doing.
It sounds like a doo-wop lyric. Billy, ding, 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 dies.
That should be another song, Joe, and you still owe us a song.
Yeah.
By the way, he owes us a song.
Billy's Ding Ding Died. That's
trying to get, do you understand that Joe does not do anything?
I don't do anything.
He doesn't do anything for this show. He
I show up.
Turns on, I turn on his mic. He doesn't even turn on his mic.
I know.
And he literally he tells us what we're doing wrong. That's what he does.
You turn it off a lot of times.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I do. Because you don't, you legitimately don't, you say you're gonna write songs, you never do, and we have samples of your songs
that I have to play. I have a busy life.
Yeah, we have a couple of Joe tunes we're playing today on the show.
Oh, you are?
Playing.
Well, because they coincide with stories that we're gonna get to later, and I'm not gonna get into them now.
Miley Cyrus.
Done. See, I can't, he's gonna blow his load and tell everyone what we're doing on the show. Before, because he doesn't know how to do anything.
As far as I'm concerned, this picture's over right now.
He rambles. He's going to start talking about shit.
Yeah.
We're doing it later. What part of this don't you get?
What happened to shut the fuck up?
Because you don't listen to that either.
I do.
You don't listen to that.
Okay. Anyway.
Because Danny won't go to fucking...
Oh, chill out.
The
chill
Apple,
out.
He won't go to the Apple store and fucking fix his shit. Cheap fuck over here.
You have it on there.
Yes, excuse me. I'm in the middle of doing a show, Danny. I can't do everything you were supposed to do.
He's like Joe. He's too.
Besides that, you're sitting like there busy. Drinking coffee and sitting there in front of a microphone. Billy's doing more work than you, and that's a fucking disgrace.
Me apart.
That's a fucking disgrace.
You say one thing, he says another, and everybody changes back again.
See?
I'm going to be like Joe and just sit there and shop for ukuleles. And
I like that.
But Joe's retired and retarded. What the fuck is your excuse?
And a phonograph.
Jesus. 718-577-1389. I'm surrounded by assholes, I swear to God.
All the assholes that take the run this ship anyway.
Why may be so blunt. Who gives a shit?
Exactly.
Druggy Dylan just wrote something so Eddie knows you're here.
Okay.
Thank you. Are you using the blue heroin or the black heroin? Which heroin are you on today, sir?
Could we have a little air, please? Because before me and Eddie pass out.
We're not putting the air on. We put the air on during commercial breaks. Yet again, another motherfucker who doesn't know how the show works. Because then the fucking air goes into the microphone, and then we hear... It's enough we hear you.
We put it on all the time during the
Houston,
show.
We have a problem.
We don't do it when Joe's mic is on.
That's right.
And as you drink hot coffee in the room that's 108 degrees.
Turn it off.
What do you mean turn it
off? Turn Joe off.
I can't turn Joe off. That's the sick part. What we do is turn Joe on. It's fucking disgusting. It's a horrible fucking thing. Why don't we just tell people what we have on today's show? Okay, Eddie. Let's do that. Thanks, Eddie. On today's show, Spengler.
Wow!
Thank you.
Wow!
Are you done?
All I can say is wow!
Nope, he's not done. Spank Bank Girl of the Week, Nikki Knightley will be on the show today.
Ooh.
Joe will not be on the show today.
I'm not going to be able to still get Nikki Knightley?
No. You know.
Oh.
Did he just say Nikki? Please, I hope the guy.
He said Nikki.
Oh, he said Nikki?
Yeah,
I swear to God, I heard something else.
No.
I said Nikki.
Knightley. I heard the N-word, and I don't think I heard Nikki.
No.
You're just thinking racist thoughts.
You're so racist.
I think the people in the chat room heard the N-word, too.
No.
People started laughing.
No.
When Joe just destroyed.
Yeah, you heard all the laughter over the internet.
We saw them put up the fucking things.
Yeah, they were ha-ha-ha.
No, they're emojis that go across the screen, you jackass.
Oh, is that what that is?
Little happy faces when they laugh.
I thought that was
because I'm funny and you're retarded and you said the N-word.
You know, is that what you're supposed to do when something's funny? Put up those emojis? What do you call it?
Yes, unlike when you do a video.
Emojis?
Not emojis. Emojis.
Coco, right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
God, I hate you so much.
I know.
Why do you look? Another one just went across the screen.
What was that? That's a
there
thumbs
you go.
Up.
Dylan's laughing his ass off and he's high.
Okay.
God damn it.
Hey, that's it. Maybe I'll get high.
Go get high. No one has ever stopped you from getting high.
I know.
On this program.
Empty out the jar.
Yeah.
Please.
Don't empty the jar.
All right. Spank Bank Girl of the Week.
Bring it out, boys.
Spank Bank Girl of the Week is at the 7 o'clock hour.
Ooh.
Before that, we have a pile of stuff over here to get through. Should I do the Q&A of the day before we go to break? Is there a possibility of doing that?
Give them something to ponder, sure.
All right, so let's give them the Q&A of the day. I don't even have the music set up because Joe's a cunt.
Well, just go into the question.
What did I have to do with the music?
No, you didn't have to do anything with the music. You just, of course, you're just there.
Oh.
You're in the way.
It's my vibe.
Yes, it's your vibe. Let's see if this fucking works.
Shut the fuck up.
There you go, Danny.
There
you happy now?
I feel better.
He's still talking!
Okay.
What the fuck?
Now, Radio Q&A of the day. Here's how it works. Uncle Eddie asks you a question. You answer it. Throughout the show, it's just that simple.
All right, so here's the Q&A of the day. By the way, you can either hit us up, 718-577-1389, call us up, or what you can do is, of course, answer the question via the Facebook Live chat room and do everything else. Any which way, send a fucking a pigeon. I don't care. Just get a hold of us. This story is pretty goddamn funny to me. Out of Boston, this article went out, and this is pretty good. All right, a gambler named Jan Flatto, who lost out on a $100,000 slot machine,
right?
Because he let his friend do the honors.
Right.
Flatto, 66, was feeding cash into a $50 spin, double top dollar machine at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on the 31st of January. At one point, he let his friend, Marina, hit the button just for luck. Okay?
A little bit of lady luck.
A little bit of lady luck on the side. Here's what happens. The Michelles went off. The bells and whistles, which sounded a lot like this, go off. Let's see. Let's reenact it.
Push the button.
Let's see what happens. That's right. So guess who won? He doesn't get the money. Oh, Joe's off the mic again. What?
Why not?
He doesn't get the money because according to the rules, the person that pushes the slot machine button or pulls the arm is the person who wins, quote unquote, wins the jackpot.
Oh, so his girlfriend's getting the money?
Not his girlfriend, just a friend that
just
was there.
A friend.
Now here's the problem. Flatto lost not only the jackpot, but his friend too. They have stopped talking to one another.
I'll bet.
So the Q&A. So here's the thing. The Q&A of the day. How much money would it take for you to lose a friend? And if you won money under these exact same circumstances, would you share the money? Would you be benevolent? Like, would you be the Marina and actually share the money? We'll get to that in a second. It's the Ham Radio Show. Right here on, of course, the Unfiltered Radio Network. Something to ponder during the break. Would you be that good friend? Would you spread the wealth? Or would you just be Scrooge and hold on to the cash? It's up to you. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words. Come on!
Do you want to cut a promo for us?
Yeah, we want to make a promo.
I want you to say, hi, this is Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I can say, hi, this is Beetlejuice.
And you're listening to?
I'm listening to
Ham Radio.
Ham on air?
Ham on air. Ham Radio.
Ham Radio?
Damn right, close enough. We'll take it. Thank you, Bill Juice.
Okay. What do you mean, Ham Radio? I know what a Ham Radio is. How do you like to stick my cock in you right now? Get all the end of that.
That is I couldn't answer fucking more than that.
It's almost the best offer I've had all week.
Don't go anywhere. More insanity to follow.
Ham Radio presents Classic Comedy Talk.
Mr. Don Rickles.
I wish you wouldn't touch me, Sammy. You people rust.
It's a wonderful trait to be able to...
This wonderful black man, Sam, I kid you, we know each other a lot of years, really.
And I love the black people. We need you people, I swear, because no Jew's going to make up a train. My kid, Sammy, you're a black man. I took a guess.
If you ain't black, you fell into a bucket of M&M's, I'll tell you that.
To you, my good friend, Freddie Prince, who's your buddy, and we need the Puerto Rican people, I quote the words of a great Puerto Rican, Manuel Hatesis, who said to me in New York, "Do I want coffee?"
Look at this, the Puerto Rican and the color guy are making plans. We roll the Jew.
Based my whole humor on laughing at bigotry. I laugh at Will Chamberlain. Ha, 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 ha. But if you don't laugh back, it's not funny. I laugh at the blacks, the whites, the purples. Mostly the blacks. Remember the words of George Foreman who said after the Muhammad Ali fight, "Was that down?" Why do we laugh, black
because
or white?
Because we must laugh.
That's right. Look who became the priest. No, you're a Catholic and I'm a Jew and Sammy, you're black. I'm sorry. Remember the words of a great Negro. I say that honestly. All peoples are alike. We are all working. You live in my neighborhood. I live in yours. Right, Sam?
Right.
Are you crazy? That doesn't matter. It's what's in your heart, right, Sam? Be proud. Brothers, we kiss, we hug. Any black on my lips?
This has been Classic Comedy Cuts, right here on Ham Radio.
Hey, this is Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers here. You're listening to Uncle Eddie and Ham Radio.
Well, Mama told me when I was young, sitting beside me, my only son.
He was a bum.
Listen closely to what I say.
Get a job,
and if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. Shut the fuck up if your name is Joe. And you talk too much, and you gotta go. You'll find a warm arm, and you'll find love.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show.
Up above.
Come on!
Be a simple kind of man.
It's the Ham Radio Show.
Be something.
No, it's
you
not.
Love it on the same.
The highest level of the lowest common denominator. The uncrowned kings of reality radio. This is the Ham Radio Show. Yeah. Later on in the show, Spank Bank Girl of the Week, the lovely Nikki Knightley will be on the program in less than 20 minutes. Actually, no, less than a half an hour. Sorry. I looked at the wrong clock. It's okay. Right now, it's time to rehash the Q&A of the day. Come on, people.
The Ham Radio Q&A of the day. Here's how it works. Uncle Eddie asks you a question. You answer it. Throughout the show, it's just that simple.
Stupid.
All right, stupids. That's right. Pay attention, stupids. 718-577-1389 if you want to comment. Or, quite frankly, hit us up on the Facebook Live suite. We're interactive as motherfuckers over there. It's Q&A of the day. This one comes out of 7 News in Boston. The actual story does come from Fort Lauderdale, though. But the news story is this. A nice person.
Spring break!
Named Jan Flatto. He's a gentleman. Supposedly thought he won a $100,000 jackpot on a $50 spin double top dollar machine at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino and Hotel in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yeah.
But he did not, in fact, have the Midas touch because he let his friend Marina, for luck, and I use it, you know, luck, let her touch his buttons.
Not his luck, though.
Not his luck. And according to the policy, when the jackpot was won, it is not his money. It is her money. Navarro, by the way, Marina Navarro is 35. The person who pushes the slot machine button or pulls the arm is the person who wins the jackpot. That is the official rules of the Seminole Hard Rock Casino in Hotel in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So the Q&A today was as follows. Would you be benevolent? Would you split the money? Because now these two obviously aren't friends, and Billy was saying this during the break. You guys didn't hear this part because Billy, of course, we were, you know, off the air.
Yeah.
But Billy was saying that she offered to give him money, which she did, but here's
money.
The thing. It doesn't say how much. Obviously, it wasn't enough. Because half of $100,000 is Danny. What is half of $100,000? Half. What was that, Danny? What?
50. G's, yeah. 50,000.
So, obviously, it was probably nowhere near 50 G's, because Navarro said that she offered Flatto some winnings, but claims that after receiving an alleged threatening text, all bets are off. So these two have had a giant falling out. But I'm going to ask, it's Q&A of the day, I'm going to ask the people out there, I'm going to say here, Lenore in the Lenore! Out there in the Facebook land, is saying that she'd split it. Druggy Dylan says this motherfucker was lying. this, you know, it's a lie, it's bullshit. And I'm like, but as we had to correct Joe during the break as well, who said, oh, there's no way they would know. They have cameras everywhere. The eye in the sky in the casino would automatically point out who did what.
You mean they were eavesdropping?
They are always eavesdropping. Have you never watched the Don Rickles classic Casino?
No.
Oh, yeah.
With the eye in the sky?
Sure. I bet you Flatto was flatulent after that.
Please stop. Please just. I beg of you.
Get it? Flatto, flatulent.
No, please, explain it again.
No, don't.
Shut the fuck up.
And that note, show's over. Good night.
Yeah, good night, folks. We can't do any better than that.
Sorry.
The fact still is that this person got your money, quite frankly.
Yeah,
so let's
much.
Say we go to the casino. It's Danny and Billy are in the casino together.
Yeah.
Billy's, fuck, I'm getting married. I got, pulling on that thing like he's pulling on his girlfriend's fucking, fiance's, ponytail during lovemaking sessions. Okay? So now, Danny comes along, cause Billy goes, oh, I got a vape with my douche flute.
Yeah.
And he goes to douche flute, and Danny goes, I'll push it for you. Pushes the fucking slot machine.
Why would I leave? You could do that.
No, you lean back. You want to take a good vape and you want to suck on your douche flute really hardcore. A good hardcore sucking that you want to give it. Danny comes over. Danny hits the button on the fucking old slot machine. Bang, 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 bang. Danny's now the winner.
But did I ask him to push the button?
Doesn't matter.
Did
According
I ask him
to the rules of the Seminole Hard Rock Casino and Hotel in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
But see, I break his
states,
fingers for pushing the
doesn't
button.
Doesn't matter. You break his fingers on your own time.
What if
we're talking about the money situation. You could beat the shit out of Danny. I don't care. But the fact still remains.
Take my money back.
Do you get the money? Does Danny is Danny going to be benevolent enough? And also, let's go to the other side. Does Billy turn around and go, I expect half, motherfucker. Where's my half?
Half.
Huh?
Yeah, I want, but that's what I'm saying.
Put a finger on my
button. According to the ruling, it's really Danny's money now.
Right.
Yeah.
So if Danny wants to give you half, that's different.
Depending on who the friend is and how close I am to him.
No, we're doing Billy right now.
I would split
with
Billy.
That's the example.
You I wouldn't split with.
Why would you not split with me?
Because you're a
dick. That's fucked up. I probably brought you to the casino and hotel in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
You'd be walking home.
It would depend
Danny.
On the person. Yeah. Now here's the thing. Now what if both of us hit the button at the same time? Do I get half even though it's his money?
It depends on probably whose hand is probably on the bottom of the pile.
Sure, yeah.
I would imagine, because then it becomes, it's like the baseball
bat. What
if
we go side by side, though, and hit the button? It's
then you two
button.
Are gay lovers, and you guys are, what probably like? Sharing a suite together as well.
Yeah,
I don't know what you guys are doing.
She's
got to
pay the taxes, too, you know.
Yep.
There's taxes on that one.
What up there? Lube Girl is in the Facebook Live suite as well.
Ooh.
To me, personally... Wait, hold on. We got Trish who's chiming in. I would give the jackpot and car to him and then ask for money to go on vacation or buy a new purse. How the fuck did you get a car?
Where did we get a car?
And all she wants is
the
a purse.
The purse is 100 grand. If I won you 100 grand, I want more than a purse.
Yeah, really.
Druggy Dylan says these females
you
be trifling.
Yeah.
It'd be a dress. Coach bag.
Yeah, it'd be a dress, a coach bag.
I need a Marc Jacobs.
How about this? Maybe you can have the money, but you got to clean my coin purse.
Yeah.
And by coin purse, he means his balls.
Oh, yeah.
His balls.
Green nice.
Well, how about that? How about sexual favors?
Oh, yeah.
Would sexual favors be brought into this? Like, if you had, let's say now it's a chick, Danny. It's a chick. Now you gain control. So turn Billy into a woman, which really means just take his ponytail out.
Yeah.
Ta-da! There you go. All you would have to do is just take his ponytail out, and he goes into fucking total female mode. Now, it's Billy. So
there's not any man like him anywhere in the world.
It's Billafina. Billafina and you. All right, now you're at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino Hotel and Casino in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and you push the button. She leaned back to fix her fucking,
my
area.
Bra was tight.
Yeah,
her bra was tight. She had to fix her jugs.
Man.
Okay, so she leans back to fix her jugs. You are now there. Now you touch the button. Now, do you hold that over her head? Do you go, look, I'm going to need some pussy, or you're not going to get any money?
Yeah.
Because at that point, you have all the power.
Well, I would call Dennis and ask him how much sex is worth $100,000. And they go from there.
Dude, you spend the week at the ranch, man.
Week? What are you talking about? That's a weekend. What are you talking about? You got $100,000. You're going to the Lamar
Dennis,
Odom.
How much does $100,000 get me? And then go from there.
I doubt it. I doubt that you're getting much is what I'm saying. I'm just going to say, I doubt that you're going to get a much. You're $100,000 at the Bunny Ranch. You're going to get the Lamar Odom treatment minus the fucking, the overdose.
Well, you never know. Maybe they go, well, he's got all his money. All
right, well
OD him.
We'll let this fucking thing go out there. Nick, by the way, our CUNT, our Canadian Unified Network technician, says drained balls.
Okay.
Just so you know. Hashtag drained balls.
I have no idea what that means.
That means that somebody's touching his dick.
Oh.
If Nick had somewhat the ability to control the situation and had the ability to have $100,000.
He'd have his balls drained.
Oh, my God. Nick would whip out his cock in the middle of the fucking Hard Rock Casino, and he would just be like, here's my cock. That'll be $5,000.
Maybe that's how Nick can get laid. He can just go into a casino and just start hitting everybody's butt.
Yeah.
And one of them wins.
Nick will fuck with all the women in the scooters.
You never know, man.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's on the O2 tank.
He'd be like, hey, bitch, give me a gum job. I want it.
Oh, are you my grandson? I was wondering why your dick smelled like moose.
Yes.
Oh, you must be Canadian.
Moose feathers.
Shoot your maple syrup on my dentures.
That poor moose gets so jealous.
I know. 718-577-1389. The fact of the matter is, let's just go into a new thing. That Q&A today, it lingers. It's like one of Danny's farts in church. It just fucking lingers. It's there. It stays around. Don't worry about it. You can call in or hit us up at any time. I think the bigger story... what the fuck do you want? Who is this? Yeah, you know what's funny? We tell people to call, and when I'm about to move on to another topic, they fucking call. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Gee, I can't thank you enough.
Trish.
Hiya, Trish. How's my best friend girlfriend?
Hey. What's up, Joe? How's my phone a friend?
I love you.
All right, wait.
My lifeline.
Good. Stay on hold.
And you're still alive?
Yeah.
Just stay there, because obviously I'm going to add, you can be part of the conversation. You can now be a co-host on the show right now, Trish, all right? Stay on hold.
Okay.
Stay there. Don't hang up. Don't move away. Don't get frosting and go blow somebody. Yeah. Just stay on the line. All
right? Damn, I got this extra ticket for United flight. You want it?
No, that's what we're going to go to now.
God, yes.
All right, so let's discuss this United thing real quick.
Wow.
The United Airlines story, everybody knows it by now. If you don't know it, you're a fucking idiot and you've been living under a rock.
What's it all about?
With the gentleman. All right, here's what happened.
Don't wear yoga pants.
No, not that story.
Oh, that was weeks old.
All right, so here's how we go down. We have this guy on the plane. There are four crew members who have to go... What the fuck? What, did you rape a fucking donkey? Shut up!
Yeah, that's terrible.
Oh, I thought you guys put me on hold.
No! Clean your pussy on your own time. I'm trying to do a show here.
Okay.
Jesus. I cleared my throat.
Yeah, you cleared your throat. You cleared one of your holes.
What?
All right, now listen. Let me get back to what I'm doing here, there, fucking Flemmer. The fact is, you're on a plane. Okay, just to describe this to everybody, if you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, you're on a plane.
What kind of plane?
It's a fucking 747. I don't fucking know. Shut up. I'm in the middle of it.
Pipe of cum.
What's your equipment on here? Now, so you're on the plane. You go to do what you got to do. They overbook it. Now, United Airlines.
Don't tell me what I can't do.
United Airlines wrong for overbooking, obviously. They're also wrong because of the fact that you let everyone get on the plane first. Usually when you overbook, everyone's been in this situation. You're in the airport. You handle your business outside of the plane. They usually on the loudspeaker, and they're like, they usually get on like,
rows,
excuse me,
1 through 12.
Passengers on United 47, we have a slight problem. We have four crew members that have to get a transfer over to Phoenix, Arizona. So if possible, we're overbooked by four passengers. If you don't voluntarily come up and decide that you're going to give up your seat, we're going to do a lottery, and that lottery is going to make you have to give up your seat. So please, if you want to, we'll give you up, and we'll also give you a cash value of over $800 credit on your ticket. Thanks for flying United, and have a great day.
All right, so that's usually what the fuck happens.
Hell, there was a couple of family in New York City, like, during the snowstorm there. They kept booking their flight, getting it canceled. They kept...
Yeah, and you get the money.
But, yeah. She made like $3,000 or $4,000 because of it.
And now usually what happens is this. You get the option of getting the $800 or whatever they're going to offer you, or you have the ability. Here's where your rights and rules come in. You have the ability to either get that or get cash. That's it. When they pick you in the grouping and you're in the lotto and you get picked, you're done. Sorry, that's how it works. It's Russian roulette with the chairs, and you get picked. You're gonna have to take another flight. You get kicked off the flight. This Momo that was on the flight, the doctor, let's just call him the doctor, because that's what he was screaming out, I'm a doctor! Damn it. So Bones on the plane decides that he's not gonna go. Now, when you say you're not going to go, this is, by the way, I discussed this on the pregame show, via today's video prior to the Ham Radio Show, when I pointed out that this guy is to blame. Can we stop making it that he's a victim? Okay, that's number one. He is not a victim. He fucking broke a federal fucking... He made a federal offense. When you're told to exit an airplane ever since 9/11, it was before this too, but ever since 9/11, they're real sticklers about this. Okay? When you're on a plane, if they say we're going to get the authorities, and the authorities show up, it was four fucking giant cops, who, by the way, not members of United Airlines, which really annoying. I understand that the CEO has to start blowing everybody and go, we're sorry. We didn't mean it.
That's after you tell everybody the guy was belligerent and not.
Because he was. See, the problem with being corporate is that you have to do the corporate shuffle.
Right.
I get all that. But the fact of the matter is, his crew did everything right. His crew followed procedure. His crew handled everything right. The guy flipped out. The guy was belligerent. The guy was just fucking crazy. And decides that, I'm not going! And decides, now I understand that things have surfaced from his past.
But what he did in the past
has nothing to
do with this.
I know, but I'm making it abundantly clear while people sit there at home or listening via Unfiltered Radio Network, or if they're Trish and they're killing puppies right now, whatever they're doing, I want to make sure that they understand that we're not bringing up his past, we're bringing up what happened at that moment. And when you get told to exit the plane, you're done. You're out. You're out skis. Sorry, that's how it works.
He would have been better off lighting a cigarette. They would have treated him better.
Yeah. He decided that he was going to say fuck you to the cops. And what we've all learned is that fuck the police is just a song. Because when you legitimately fuck the police, they fuck you up.
I think people's problem with this is like, yeah, he was just saying, no, I'm not getting off the plane. But he wasn't being physical about it. Like,
no,
he was just sitting there. And then the way they did do just the one guy, the cop just like dragged
because
him.
You don't have you don't have any rights, Danny. If you sit there and you say, I'm not going, you're now you have a federal offense. You're on a plane. You're stopping a fucking plane post 9/11 from taking off. Think about what that sounds like out loud. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are causing a plane.
You're infringing
in 2017.
On other people's rights. Yeah,
not even that. Yeah. Not even that. That's bullshit. That's being selfish. I'm talking about the fact that you're impeding an airplane post 9/11 from flying to its location because you don't want to get up. It's a selfish act. This guy was being selfish. He got fucking taken out off the plane and drug off the plane. Okay. Now, does the video look horrendous? Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely.
If it was super high def, it wouldn't have looked that way.
Well,
shot in 4K, you would have seen like
everything. Maybe if you had the iPhone 9, but guess what? You don't have it yet. The fact of the matter is, this is what happens.
This is why airlines shouldn't overbook flights intentionally.
Absolutely.
They have to because of all the cancellations that
But there's certain airlines that outright just don't do that. Like
right.
JetBlue is one of them for that to avoid this conflict
absolutely.
At the beginning. to begin with.
But the fact of the matter is, that's hindsight being 2020. That's also fucking doing the woulda, shoulda, couldas. I mean, like, if Trish was in the fucking seat,
they would have tased her.
They would, well, just because she's an animal. But Trish, would you have gotten up?
Probably, yeah.
Exactly. Danny, would you have gotten up?
Eventually, yeah.
Eventually?
I would have been
what
like...
What are you, Monty Hall? Let's make like, a deal? No, you got to get up, Danny. Because also, let's also backtrack a minute. This fucking guy, the doctor...
I would have wanted to know who was getting my kosher meal.
Wait. Well, of course you want a food voucher, sweetheart. I know you want a graze. But the fact is, you got to wait. The thing is, this guy, the doctor, accepted the $800. Let's... kind of bring that up. He reneged on his shit. Because when they said, $800, you cool? He said okay. He said okay. He speak a perfect English. He understood exactly what was going on.
He just kept
he didn't want to do it. Yeah. That's the other thing. Now, the only part of that I thought that I was thinking of, Bill, because one of the things, his past transgressions that came up, was that he was writing prescriptions, and in lieu of people paying, they were fucking him. Okay? So what I was thinking when he was screaming out, I have to go see my patients, he was talking about booty calls.
Dun, dun, dun.
And pussy, the strongest fucking element known to man.
Well, didn't he have a thing for one? They were saying he had a thing for one patient, so we hired him as the office manager. That patient is the office manager.
Yeah,
and
sure.
The office manager quit because... the dude was just coming off.
Just trying to fuck her all the time. Yeah. And on top of everything else, he also was one of those doctors that just, you know, writes oxycodone, you know, prescriptions and everything else. But that is neither here nor there with him being on the fucking plane. The plane, even Trish is dumb as a rock. We've proven it. She's dumb as a potato. She thought Fort Lauderdale was the home of Pearl Harbor. She doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about, but she's
still... just outside.
Oh, yeah.
Just
outside. Daytona Beach. She knows... that when the cops come on the fucking plane...
put away the frosting.
And tell you it's time to put away your frosting and put your dick in the upright position and get off the fucking plane, that's what you're supposed to do. This guy didn't do that. This guy said, fuck the police, and he got fucked up. He is not the victim. He is the reason for the problem. Trish is dumb and she knows to get off the plane.
Trish thought they were after her because, you know, she shot the dog. They were like, damn, they found out it was me.
They found out!
They finally got me.
Trish, if you were on the plane, alright?
Okay.
And let's just say the cops were not, you know, moving quick enough for you. Would you have physically took the guy off the plane? Would you have, because you're a gun, you're a gun-toting hillbilly. Would you have taken your gun out and said, sir, exit the fucking plane?
Well, I don't travel with my gun.
Why not? You don't have a permit to carry?
Yeah, but it's not good outside of Connecticut. Like, you can't do that. You have to leave it at home.
All right, so you don't have the carry permit. So
you can't take it across state lines.
She doesn't
line.
Have the conceal and carry that goes all over the place.
You can't cross state lines.
Which is a scary thought that you even have a conceal and carry permit even in Connecticut. That's fucking scary. That's not something that people would know is a safe issue.
Right.
Well, let's just say
you don't bring stuff like that when you travel. You pack light. You pack your ID.
Hey, have you been to the main streets of where this guy lives?
And a carry-on bag.
All right, so let's just say you have your gun on you, and it's in Connecticut. I got to dumb this down for her because I only have a couple of minutes. So
wouldn't happen because I never fly out of Hartford Airport. I always fly out of JFK.
Holy fuck! Would you just fucking answer the question with the shit I'm giving you, you dumb fuck?
At what time did you go into the sack your studs and shoot the
clerk? If you're in the Hartford fucking airport, you dumb, and you have your gun on you, and this happens, do you fucking air marshal or do you just sit there with your thumb up your ass?
No, I wouldn't.
There you go. This dumb even knows. This one that just told me, I only fly out of JFK! At least have the fucking...
I don't like Hartford Airport.
No one fucking cares!
Nobody likes JFK either.
You dumb. Dumb as a potato motherfucker. No one cares.
No, but JFK is more gooder to fly out of because you have a good flight selection.
She just said more gooder.
It's more gooder, yes.
It's more gooder. Holy fuck. Shit on a shingle, woman.
Okay.
Sir, emergency. I think I've been run over by a cab.
Did you just say more gooder?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a word.
In 2017, you don't know that more gooder is not a word.
Well, it's a way of expression.
No, it's not.
Literate expression, but
more
yes.
Gooder is not an expression, honey.
It's more betterer.
Oh, that was close then.
Yes, Billy, could you explain? Is there that more betterer is how is it's from the French, I believe. More betterer.
It's from the Joe Dictionary.
Yes. So Trish, so can you please say the sentence over now, please?
More gooderer?
No. Instead of saying more gooderer, you have to say that the JFK is a more betterer. Go ahead.
JFK is more betterer than Hartford.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trish, and she's dumb as a potato. We got to go to break, Trish. Thanks for calling in the show, baby.
All right. Much love, guys.
Much love. Talk to you later. And have a better day. You have a better night.
Yes.
Okay?
Happy Easter, guys.
Happy Easter.
May the bunny hop down your trail.
Yes.
Ed, can you have the all fucking right. Hand me the
plastic?
Bye, baby.
Can you hand me the plastic bag behind you? I want to put it over my face.
Oh, my God. Betterer.
Gooderer.
Better. No, gooder. Fucking gooderer. And then Billy corrected her, and she's like, betterer. You're right. You're right, you dumb.
I am
betterer
lost.
Is right.
I am lost.
Holy shit balls on Sunday.
Help me.
So the fact of the matter is, just to recap, we learned that betterer and gooderer are how you explain things. And two, are we all in agreement that this guy is the one that's wrong?
Yeah.
Or because Danny seems to be defending United.
I'm not defending now.
You
just
seem
saying,
to be, you seem to be defending United.
Said,
you have 30 seconds to defend United.
I said they shouldn't have, that's why the airline shouldn't do that whole overbooking shit.
Yeah, but yet again, that's hindsight. We're talking about the situation that happens.
They do
situation
that to
happens.
Cover for the cancellations and the people that, you know,
okay,
just don't make it.
We got that. But that's
why they overbook.
But yet again, that's hindsight being 2020.
Right.
This situation, who are you rooting for? The doctor or United?
I'm not rooting for anybody,
then
really.
Then you're not in the conversation.
You know.
Doctor or United, Danny?
They gave him, he agreed to the money, right? You have him agreeing
Billy,
to the money?
You understand there's a clock on this show. Can you hurry
up? He agreed to the money, correct?
Yes. Yes or no? What are
and
you
And at that point, you go, this dude, get the fuck off. That's it. You're done. You agreed to the money. Take your money and get the fuck off. Wait for the next plane.
I
does
just
that mean he's rooting for United? I still don't get what he's doing. Is it United?
No.
Holy shit.
The guy should have got off the plane.
Thank you.
That's what I'm saying. I would have took the $800 richer and got off the damn plane.
Thank you. Jesus Christ. It's like pulling teeth. What about Joe? What's Joe got to say on this?
We don't have enough time to look at
Tuesday.
Is he going
to
be like Billy and fucking ramble for 20 minutes? The guy took the thing and the guy... Yes and no. Do you like the guy or do you like United? It's really fucking easy.
Well, it's really not a yes or no question.
The yes, thing it is.
The thing is, the guy is wrong. The guy is wrong because he should have gotten off the plane. Because those, quote-unquote, are the rules.
Yes.
But the people on the ground should have been trained to handle the situation better. It's a PR nightmare for United now. They're going to pay this guy a betterer. Yeah. They're going to pay this guy
gooderer.
A fortune and apologizing. You know, their stock went down. They lost over $200 million in stocks. Because
$250 to be exact.
Because the people on the ground were not trained properly how to handle this situation.
Tase him and drag him off.
Exactly. They should have got a little chloroform, put it up to his face,
and
guys say, oh my God, I think he has
all right, but hold on. Those are the cops.
Exactly.
Not United, though. And we need to separate the two is my point.
Well,
United
has to take responsibility because the cops are there. That's United's territory. The cops are there because United brings them there. It's like the college campus.
No, they're there.
The cops have no jurisdiction unless you give it to them.
No.
So it's like you're acting legally. You're acting as their agent. So whatever they do,
no, the airport is acting as their agent, not United.
United, that's their territory. That plane is like a sovereign state. It's like the captain and the ship is the guy in charge. And you know, the cops, I agree, they went too far. They did what they you know, tough cops. What am I going to tell you? But you, the United has to take the responsibility for the actions of the people they employ.
All right. I still disagree. Just like on the show, we disagree with everybody.
No,
718-5- Joe, I got to go to break. Shut up.
I don't give a fuck.
Do you see how I'm controlling the show? Yeah. Jesus Christ. 718-
Well, you asked.
I asked you to shut up, too, and you don't. 718-577-1389. Danny keeps pointing at his fucking wrist. I got to go to break, fuckers.
We have a guest in 2 minutes.
I understand that, but Joe won't shut up.
I'm shut up.
It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words. Come on, people.
And now, Japan! Come on, Joe! Come on, Joe!
Break for 30 seconds.
To the Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On the OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant. Open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Ham Radio will be right back after this. But first, here's your weekly sex tip from Dr. Deb Leno.
Here's a sex tip for you today. Don't have sex all the time right before you go to bed. The reason is because at the end of the day, a lot of people, and mostly women, don't want to have sex. They've already had their whole day, and now it's one more thing to do. So if you want to have more sex with your partner, if you want to have better sex with your partner, pick different times of the day or earlier on in the evening, a Saturday afternoon, a Sunday afternoon. Stop going to bed wanting and waiting to have sex with your partner because it will not be the best sex. So for better sex, stop having sex at the end of the night.
For more information on Dr. Deborah Leno, visit yoursexdoc.com and check out Eat Clean Think 30 with Dr. Deborah Leno and Dana Myers right here on the Unfiltered Radio Network.
Playmates Club has the ultimate Miami strip club experience featuring some of South Florida's hottest female exotic dancers performing for your entertainment in a comfortable, posh, and relaxed environment. The 2,500 square foot club is located in the heart of Miami, Florida and prides itself on offering a melting pot of gorgeous entertainers from all over the world for your enjoyment. At Playmates, the staff has one focus in mind, your enjoyment. Whether coming alone with clients, a group of guys, or girlfriends, Playmates Club treats everyone like a VIP. Making sure your every need is catered to. Along with a bar offering bottle specials all night long, the club's unique bistro features tasty twists on your favorite bar foods and excellent full meals. With an intimate club-like feel, guests are welcome to make themselves comfortable at one of the many cocktail tables in front of the main stage or to venture through to a private table dance and champagne room with the sexy exotic dancers there every day of the week. So check out more at PlaymatesClub.com.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama, don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Yeah.
The devil went down to Georgia.
It's the Ham Radio Show, WAJM, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. 718-577-1389. I'm going to try to get Nikki Knightley on the phone because...
Nikki Knightley?
Yeah. Well, because Joe made us late.
I made you late.
Yeah. 2 minutes after 7, Joe.
I made you late.
You did. I told you that we had to go to break.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Nikki Knightley.
This is her.
Hey, beautiful. How are you?
Welcome to Ham Radio.
Hey, what's up? I'm good. How are you?
How are you? Nikki Knightley, by the way, not only is she incredibly fucking hot, and she's our Spank Bang Girl of the Week, because more than she's just because she's incredibly fucking hot, you're also a stand-up comic?
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck? How did that, like, what a leap.
It's always been something that I've been interested in, so I just kind of pursued it, and I've been having a really good time doing it.
Where are you performing? You comedy store? Like, where do you have, like, a house club? What are you doing?
You know, I've been doing a lot of shows for the Rebels of Comedy. They have, like, once a week they do a show at, what is it called? It's like they've changed the location a couple times, but it's in Hollywood. So I do shows there all the time, and I'm doing shows at the Barbosa, which is also like off of Sunset.
Nah.
But I've done shows at the comedy store. When I first started doing comedy, I was doing a lot of shows there.
Well, you got a comedy show scheduled for the 15th, right?
No, I had to cancel that, but I have one the next week.
All right, so, well, according to our little list here, you got one on May 13th and June 10th at the Barbosa.
Yes.
At the Barbosa. Yes. It's a beautiful little place. It's only, the cover charge is only $10 to get in, and it's bring your own booze, so it's, you know.
Yeah.
You can't really lose out on that. The show is 18 and up with ID, so that's pretty fucking nice. I didn't know you were doing stand up until I trust me, I was jerking off to your movies today. I wasn't, jerking off to your stand up, today. So I didn't know you were doing stand up. So what kind of, are you doing like observational comedy? Are you,
I talk a lot about, being in the industry.
Well, do what you know, baby. I understand that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I did right before we went on the air, I saw a clip where you were, it was kind of a weird joke, but it actually worked on another, like on so many other levels, that it was when you were telling your mom about the gangbang you were in.
Oh, yeah, you saw that one?
Yeah, that was definitely, that's a funny, wait, explain the joke to the people. I'm not saying do your material, but like, you have to do the swerve at the end.
So I basically, I talk about how my family found out that I was doing porn, and my mom calls me up, and she's basically like, hey, so, you know, I heard about your interracial gangbang, and, you know, I have to ask, like, were they all black?
Yeah, so basically...
That's the only thing that she's concerned about.
Yeah, the mother was only worried about if she was getting black cocks. Not if she was getting any other kind of cocks.
Which is really true. My mom is kind of racist.
I don't want you having sex with the Negroes. What's your nationality?
On my mom's side, she's like Cuban, Italian, Norwegian, and my dad's Native American.
Oh, all right, so you have strict parents or not strict parents?
So, what do you mean? Oh, you mean like growing up strict parents?
Yeah. Well, we know they're racist. I mean, were they strict?
They definitely weren't strict. No.
So is that what got you? Is that what got you into the world of porn? Because you didn't have to worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Like you didn't have to. You weren't defying your parents. You were just like, hey, I like cock.
No, I definitely wasn't defying my parents when I got into porn because I wasn't like living with them anymore. And like you know, it was like it had nothing to do with them.
All right. So what got you into the world of porn now?
Well, I started modeling when I was like 19. And it just kind of, like, progressed from there. Like, I did nude modeling and, like, erotic modeling. And,
Well, that's the thing. I think, Danny, are you doing the pictorial as we speak? Are you getting that ready?
Yes.
The Spank Bang Girl pictorial will be up on the hamradioshow.com, where we'll have tons of, hot, sexy pictures of the beautiful Nikki Knightley. The funny thing about, That was the funny thing today, because I was looking for, before I got your list here of things, your bio and everything else, that we had to go over, I'm looking over the stuff and I'm like, I need to find a picture of Nikki to put up, at least for the promo piece, on Twitter and Facebook and all the social media things. And I'm trying to find one with you wearing clothes. That took 20 minutes. Every other picture was her naked, or she had a dick in her hand, or like she has a lot of, there's a lot of images. And you've only been in the business for how long?
About 2 years.
That's right, 2 years. You've done a shit ton of movies already, right?
I guess. I mean, I don't know what a shit ton of movies is.
I
try to do as many movies.
Well, what's a normal progression in porn? Like, I don't even know. It seems like a shit ton to me, but I'm a novice, and I'm on the outside.
Honestly, like, I don't know. It really depends on the person, but, like, honestly, I don't know what a shit ton of movies is. I think that if girls are getting, like, 5 shoots a month, that's a shit ton of movies. I've been kind of averaging, like, 2 to 3 a month.
That's a lot of stuff.
So I don't know how much that is after 2 years. I don't know how many that is. I'm pretty horrible at math, but
pretty horrible at math. I don't know how many cocks have been inside of me, so maybe if I divide by 2, I should be able to.
It doesn't really matter to me, honestly.
Well, I only say that because Danny has the pictorial going up, hamradioshow.com. It's starting the process of building the pictorial because Danny likes to do this live in front of me. So he finds the weirdest pictures first and then goes into the, you know, the sexier shots. Like, he starts with a progression of, there's a cock in your ass right now in this picture that I would, looks like it should be wearing a sneaker. Okay. I don't know where the fuck you put this cock. It's just a massive, like, and it's not even the black dude's cock is smaller than the white dude's cock. Danny, you see the black dude in that picture?
Yes.
If you go back one, the guy that's fucking her in the ass has he's a white dude. He has a way bigger cock. That guy looks like RuPaul when he's not in drag. Who's that dude?
Which dude?
Some black dude.
I don't know.
Some black dude with a perfect ass. I'll tell you that right now. He's got a perfect ass. He doesn't have a giant...
I don't know. I've done a lot of scenes with guys. And black guys, so I'm not sure.
You're doing the new... Well, not when you do the close-up, Danny. It's not a perfect ass. There's a lot of hair on it. You're doing like one of them Nuru massages.
Oh, that's... I know who you're talking about. He's actually a pretty legendary porn star.
Who is that?
Okay, I have to look it up.
Which black guy in porn are you? I need to look that up. Ask your mother. I'm sure she has a hit list.
Yeah, right?
This is the guy that touched my daughter. All right, well, while you're looking up who the black guy is, on Friday, Nikki will be taking over X-Critic's Snapchat. The Snapchat takeover will be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And the Snapchat, by the way, is X, the letter X, critic.com. That is the Snapchat. That's what it's called. So she'll be taking that over on Friday. What are you doing on that? Just, you know, futzing around and being all sexy and stuff?
Yeah, I do a whole lot of teasing and possibly taking some clothes off. It should be fun. I'm excited.
Fancy pants. She's getting all naked for you. You do, by the way, have an incredible ass for, how tall are you?
I'm about 5'6".
All right. So you're like a normal sized chick, but your ass is amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I try to work on it as much as I can. You know, I do a lot of pole dancing and I also ride my bike everywhere.
It looks like you're doing some squats. You do the squats?
I try.
Yeah, it shows. Trust me.
It definitely Thank you. Shows. I appreciate that.
So the movie, by the way, I was watching today, it was weird because it was a POV of you giving a hand job.
Oh, nice.
And it was pretty because you are an amazing dirty talker. There is definitely.
Oh, am I?
It's fucking. It was weird because it at one point, Danny, it looked transgender. Because she's sitting, the guy is facing the other way, so his balls are facing her, right?
Right.
But the cock is in her hand, she's sitting facing us, and she's jerking the cock, but the cock is like literally like resting on her vagina. So at certain angles, she looked like a she-male that was just jerking one out. And I was captivated. I'm watching it going like, am I attracted to a she-male? Because I'm watching it. Because I'm watching it, and from certain angles, it just looks like she's jerking off. She looks like a dude jerking off. A really hot dude jerking off. I don't know how else to explain it.
You would have still jerked off to her anyway.
I probably... that's a little surprise at the end, Danny. Tee-hee. Oh, look, I have a cock. They, I honestly think, like, the angle of, like, it, but I don't know how the guy didn't bust his load. Now, this is a professional cock, I understand. But one thing she's doing, because she is, like, at least in porn, I don't know how you are in your own personal life, Nikki. By the way, we're talking to, Nikki Knightley, our Spank Bank Girl of the Week, and Danny's putting up the pictorial, hamradioshow.com. You can check out all the outstanding pictures of the beautiful Nikki Knightley, with the tremendous ass that we like. I don't know how he didn't come, like, I would have came instantly. Cause she's smacking the cock, Danny, on his pussy. On her pussy. Sorry, I made you transgender again. On her pussy. Like, it's like the lips are smacking the cock, the whole nine yards. And you're looking at it going like it's millimeters, inches from insertion. And you, like, I don't know if that, maybe that stopped him from coming. Or, I mean, obviously he's probably, you know, better than it. Cause I'm a normal human male. I don't think, you know, if Nikki Knightley started jerking me off, I'd probably come in a second. I mean, this guy's he's a trained professional. But she's slapping the cock, like, on the pussy lips and everything. And it was like, it was like if a girl, a normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill girl did that to you. If Billy's fiance did that to him.
Right.
He'd shoot his load within seconds.
Yeah.
This guy's holding out. Joe, did your wife ever take your dick and just slap it around her pussy but never stuck it in?
She never took my dick.
Well, I forgot you're married.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, once we got married, that was all over.
She did it. How many kids? Joe, how many kids do you have?
My kids?
Yes, your kids.
I have none. No. I have two, but I don't know where they came from.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Milkman?
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's funny. They all have red hair and freckles. I don't know why. It's...
Hey, your mailman has red hair and freckles.
How'd that happen?
Howdy Doody came to town.
Yeah. Nikki, are you alone right now? I mean, as creepy as me just asking you that question, Towns?
That sounds creepy to me.
Well, no, because every day...
I'm alone.
Okay, well, because here's the question. Because now the next question is going to make me sound like I'm Jigsaw. Do you want to play a game? Because because every time we've been trying to, we play these games on the show. We have one, official game that is, without question, it's what we do. But here's the problem. Normally now what's been happening is, I mean, the girl has a shitty cell phone. Let's run down the list for a second. One was in a gym and couldn't play the game because she's in the gym in the middle of everyone. For some reason she was clanging and banging. And she couldn't fucking, you know, she didn't even go, she didn't have the common decency to go into the locker room to do the interview.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah. One was in her car driving to a shoot. So like the phone would cut out and you would hear her go through tunnels and you would hear like the wind go like throughout the whole fucking conversation. So let's just make sure before I ask you to play this game that you're ready, willing, and able to play this game. Let's go through the questionnaire. Okay.
So, but am I competent enough? That's the question.
Yes. Well, no, you don't have to ask any questions. We just need to. They're like yes or no right now. You answered the first one. You're alone right now. That's good. Okay. Do you have a vibrator handy?
No.
Okay. When you masturbate, do you use your hand or a toy?
I like to use a toy.
You like to use a toy. Do you have a toy that's handy?
No.
Okay. So you're going to have to use your hand for this game then.
Okay.
Are you willing to play this game?
Sure.
Are you in the toilet right now taking a piss?
No.
Okay, just want to make sure. Because it was a little bit of an echo. I just wanted to make sure that maybe you put us on speaker.
No, well, I went to the other room because I wasn't sure when my mom was going to come home. So I was like, well, if you're playing...
I'll tell you right now, it would be an awesomer game if your mom opens the door and you're in the middle of this game.
Tell her we're all white.
Okay. Yeah, tell her. Yeah, tell us we're a bunch of white guys. Tell her there's absolutely no blacks in the studio right now.
That's crazy.
Mom, these nice white fellas said we should play a game. And I know you like the whiteies. Are you there? All right, make sure you have full signal on your phone, because I don't want to lose out on this.
Okay. I have like 2 or 3 bars.
That's perfect. Don't move from wherever you are. This is where you're playing the game. Wherever you are right now is where I need you to be. Okay. So it has a theme song. Let's get the game. Let's get the game music and get the clocks ready. Let's go here.
And now, Ham Radio presents Master Bait Theater.
All right, it's Master Bait Theater with the one and only, our Spank Bank Girl of the Week, Nikki Knightley. Nikki Knightley, by the way, has a new scene on Twisties.com.
Ooh.
Mouse in the House, starring Nikki, Jillian Jansen, and Donnie Rock. The girls have a mouse in their place and want to thank Donnie for getting rid of it. The scene has a 93% approval rating, and Nikki is a perfect 10 with her rating. So, just saying. They're getting kind of lazy with the script writing, sorry. I had a mouse in the house! I had to get rid of it. So I decided to give this guy anal. Alright, so Nikki, here's how we play. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. All you have to do is give us your best orgasm. Now, you can either really, truly masturbate, or you can, of course, fake the orgasm. That is up to you. I would never impede any woman from doing what she wants to do.
Yeah.
Okay? So,
okay.
It's up to you. Are we going real or going fake? You tell us.
I think I'm going to have to fake it.
All right, she's going to have to fake it. So this one might be even more drawn out and better because she's going to be able to dirty talk and focus.
Ooh.
All right, now, if you be so kind, because Joe has been a grumpy fuck throughout this whole program, can you please use Joe's name, our engineer that sits behind us? Joe, say hi to her.
Hi.
There you go.
And could you send me some photos, too?
Well, there are photos. Go to thehamradioshow.com there, and you can see the Spank Bank Girl of the Week, Nikki Knightley pictorial, Joe. Right there.
I'm watching them right
now. So why don't you look at the pictures while Nikki Knightley gives us a fake 30-second orgasm and says your fucking name?
I will do that.
All right, good. Now shut up and be a little soldier and take it. All right.
His name is Duke, correct?
No, Joe.
Joe, okay,
Joe.
Yeah.
You can call him Duke, too. I would laugh my balls off, but Joe is his actual name. And
this is the most sex I've had since 1957.
Absolutely. And here's what I need you to do. When you're about to come in the fake scenario, say, "My mom loves you because you're white."
Oh my god.
Okay, here we go. Alright, we're gonna do this. I'm gonna count you down. 3, 2, 1, and then we're gonna go. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Alright, Nikki Knightley's ready. This is Master Bay Theater with Nikki Knightley, our Spank Bank Girl of the Week. 3, 2, 1, action.
Oh God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, Joe. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh, my mom loves you because you're white. I just fell off my chair crying.
You see what I do to women?
Joe, I love you. My mom loves you because you're white. Oh, shit.
I love it.
That might be my most entertaining fucking masturbate theater ever. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Nikki Knightley, the, by the way, kitten of the month, Nikki Knightley.
Oh.
As well as Spank Bank Girl of the Week, but she's the kitten of the month. And she will, and, what the fuck, has a cover and a 15-page spread in volume 2 of Kittens Magazine.
Ooh.
The magazine is online and free. Go to wildsideunderground.com and click on Kittens Magazine.
Very nice.
A photo of her will pop up, and you click on that, and then you're in, baby. That's what you do. Or you can do all that, and you can check out everything else that she has, and then when you're done there, we need you to hop over to thehamradioshow.com and check out the beautiful pictorial of the beautiful Nikki Knightley that Danny just put up. Very nice. Very, very tasteful pictures, Danny, you would say?
Yes.
These are very artsy. Oh, very artsy. They can be hang in the Louvre, you would say.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Wow,
the way they, I don't know how they did it, but the shadowing, the shadowing on the cock that's in your mouth and you can't breathe is, I would say, some may say Jackson Pollock, I would say.
Ooh.
It's very nice. It's very nice. Round of applause, by the way, Nikki Knightley.
Yeah. Thank you for her the sex.
Look, her mom's a racist, but she still fucked Joe, so that's good.
I loved it.
Yes, Joe actually got laid, so it's
I
a good
did,
day.
Yeah.
718-577-1389. Thank you, Nikki, for being on the program, baby.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Is there anything that you want to plug before you go?
Yeah, just all of my social media. Okay, let me walk out of the office. All my social media is at Nikki Knightley, which is NikkiKnightly.
There you go.
YouTube, Vimeo, Tumblr, Instagram, and Twitter.
There you go. You need to check her out. She's one of the hottest chicks out there.
Yes.
I before I let you go, I'm going to say this right now. Your eyes, I know that you get it all the fucking time. I've read it even in your bio, where it's like the opening lines. But she has those fucking eyes, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
That if you watch her movie, she fucking makes you hard looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
It's those kind of eyes. I'm telling you, I watched her in the POV movie today. I jerked off to her twice today. Ooh. The POV movie.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. Awesome. I was doing research. The POV movie, and then, what was the other fucking
Hands-on
movie?
Research.
Oh, fuck. Now I forget that you were, all I know you were smushed up against a window. Getting fucked. That was pretty nice. It was pretty good. It was pretty hot. Nikki Knightley, thank you for being on the program, baby.
Yeah, thanks.
Round of applause. Come on, people. Her mom's a racist. Clap harder. All right, I'll talk to you later, baby. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye, baby. Outstanding. Outstanding, people.
Oh, yeah, it was very
outstanding. Nice. Good job, Joseph. You took a fucking...
Well, I was whacking off while she was...
Yeah, I fucking knew you
That's
were.
That's why we keep you back there by yourself.
That's why... It's also why Danny turned the lights down. He wanted to set the mood for you.
It was kind of nice. Yeah.
There you go.
That, and I was working on my tan again.
Yeah.
Okay.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. When we come back, we got a question for you. Can a woman rape a man? I'll leave you with that to ponder during the break. When we come back, it happened. We'll talk about it. It's the Ham Radio Show. Be right back after these words. Come on.
In case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun, we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Duda out of your asshole. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see...
Ham Radio.
Praise...
Ham Radio.
Holy shit.
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Leno. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Leno's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentleman's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What, are you stupid?
Yeah! DallasNovelty.com! DallasNovelty.com. Sex is for everybody. That's right. And if you're everybody, that would be you. That's right, stupid. You. Go to DallasNovelty.com right now. Type in the promo code HAMRADIO. And the offer on that code is 15% off your final purchases. That's right. 15% off your final purchases. So you can go check out everything they got to offer, buy a whole bunch of stuff at the low, low prices, and boom! Type in the promo code HAMRADIO at the checkout and get 15% off your final purchases. It's just that simple. Go to DallasNovelty.com. That's DallasNovelty.com. And remember, Dallas Novelty, sex is for everybody. Come on, DallasNovelty.com. Ooh, hey.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley.
An Asian background actor on the set of Brooklyn Nine-Nine's crying racism after craft services refused to make his breakfast. Planning to sue, claiming he developed stress-related anxiety. That's just against his Asian parents for constantly criticizing his life choice to become a background actor. A 7-foot-tall bronze statue of slain rapper Tupac Shakur is being commissioned. Weighing in at 1,000 pounds, a similar life-size statue is being commissioned for Biggie Smalls. The 1,000-pound weight limit will reduce his statue to a mere 3.5 feet tall. Hidden Figure star Janelle Monáe told Marie Claire magazine that women should start withholding sex as a form of protest. Accounting for the never-ending stubbornness of men.
You're implying that a group composed entirely of female animals will breed.
But if we've learned anything from movies,
life finds a way.
And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Carlos Santana! Joe knows his mic is not on yet, right? Until I just turned it on.
I don't care.
What are you? We know.
I speak anyway.
We noticed. What were you saying?
I said Carlos Santana is the man.
He is. This is Rob Thomas featuring Carlos Santana, or Carlos Santana featuring Rob Thomas. It's smooth. Come on. Stay in my room. Sing it, people.
Brown acid for everyone. Oh, wait. Don't take the brown acid. That's correct.
I will to lift you up. It's the Ham Radio Show. To better suit your mood. 718-577-1389. Smooth. Yeah. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. Before we close up shop, this headline was very intriguing to me. I gave you a little tease on the way out before, right after Nikki Knightley was on. But quick question. An Ohio woman charged with raping and robbing a taxi cab driver who was held at knife point by accomplice.
Ah, Trish.
No.
No?
It's Ohio.
Oh, okay.
If it was Connecticut, I would say abso-fucking-lute.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, it couldn't be Trish, because you'd tell her, get in the car, drive west, she'd end up in the ocean.
Drive me to where the Pampas is.
I tell you.
Alright, so now, I would like to show the picture first of the woman. Danny, hold it up to the camera, please, because I think the people need to see the woman in question, please. There you go.
Well,
all right, so she's a good-looking broad.
Not bad, yeah.
Now, that's one reason why I'm asking.
Let me see.
Okay, this is one reason why I'm asking.
All right, she looks like she could play basketball for some college team somewhere.
It's possible. Why does she look like
she just looks like she's tall.
In that picture, she looks like she's tall. It's a close-up.
Did she have a weapon?
Okay. Well, let me finish the story.
Okay.
An Ohio woman has been charged with raping and robbing a male taxi cab driver with an accomplice who held the driver at knife point.
Ooh.
All right. Police said that Brittany Carter, 23, and two males, one identified as 20-year-old Corey Jackson, called the cab back on January 29th at the Town Palace Suites. Okay.
Yeah.
During the trip, Jackson allegedly held a knife to the throat of the 29-year-old driver. Carter allegedly performed a sexual act on the man as he was held down. Carter and Jackson then allegedly stole $32 from the driver, who worked from Trinity Express Cab Service.
Okay.
Okay. Despite having a knife to his throat, the driver did not suffer any injuries during the... See? That's what I'm getting at.
He held still. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
You tend to do that with a knife.
Do they clarify what the sexual act was?
Well, I'm trying to get to that, but somebody keeps talking.
Right, yeah.
Despite the knife being held to his throat, the driver didn't have any injuries. Carter was accused of having purposely compelled the driver to engage in a sexual conduct by force or threat. She's being held at Hancock County Jail. I swear to God.
Okay.
That's the name of the place. Hancock County Jail on $60,000 bond, according to thesmokinggun.com. Carter,
sure.
She is indicted twice in 2016 on drug charges. Blah, 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 blah. It doesn't say what the sexual act is. Let me just double check.
She could have shoved maybe, two fingers up the guy's ass.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now.
She could have shoved the pussy in his nose.
Now, let's all ponder this for a second, though. If the sexual act, you got a knife to your neck.
Yeah.
And the girl proceeds to blow you.
Yeah.
I understand when it's forcible and it's something that you don't want, it's rape.
Yes.
I get that.
Okay.
However, if a girl that looks like this in the picture,
yeah,
Joe, in the picture, this chick right here,
yeah,
okay, starts blowing you,
yeah,
don't you just let it happen?
Well, you know,
that's
like saying if a cute guy rapes a girl. You know, rape.
No.
Just stay there and take it.
Men are different than women, Billy. I'm sorry.
It's still an unwanted act, which is what makes it rape.
If a woman, I'm not saying it's not rape. If you see, you're like Joe, you're old and you don't listen to the full extent of what I said. I said I understand that a forcible...
www.blowme.com.
Exactly. Forcible sex that you don't want is rape. I got that. It's the same as like when they fucking say a teacher rapes a kid, but meanwhile the kid's 17 and knows what to do with his dick.
Yeah.
I get that. My question though.
And the teacher's a piece of ass.
Is, yes, thank you. If the teacher's a piece of ass.
Suddenly it's okay.
No, I'm not saying suddenly it's okay. I'm saying it to that individual.
It's okay with
that
me.
Exactly. To Joe and me and Danny possibly. Cause Danny was nodding his head before. I don't know if he's gonna fucking grow a set of balls and agree with us. But my point is, if a chick that looks like this were to put a knife to my throat and say, I'm gonna blow you, I start off with the, no, don't kill me, don't kill me, suck it harder. Don't kill me!
Yeah.
Don't kill me. Do
deep
it.
Because
you're a lonely little man.
Exactly, but I'm gonna get into it because I'm a pervert.
There's an old saying, a stiff prick doesn't have a conscience.
Exactly, right. That's my point. So what I'm saying is, as men are way different than women, if a hot chick, let's just say it wasn't a blowjob, it's a handjob, which I prefer. I prefer a handjob over a blowjob. If she starts talking dirty while doing it, okay, she looks like Nikki Knightley,
and she goes, "Cut your fucking throat, you fat bastard!"
Doesn't matter. Just jerk me off.
Am I the only one that would have tried to grab the knife and say, and
"No,
turn there, it, wait, wait, wait"?
There were two other dudes in there.
I was all the dudes because
you didn't listen to the story yet again.
I would have tried to get the fucking knife and then say, "Bitch, I want more than a blowjob," and turn the knife on her.
So you're gonna fucking forcible. So Danny's gonna become the rapist in this scenario.
It's a double rape.
It cancels each other out. Went both good.
No need to call the cops. But the $29, though.
So wait, when two rapes hit each other, what happens? A rainbow? What the fuck are you talking about? It's a double rape.
She's raping me by holding a knife, and then I take the knife, and then I fucking turn it back on her.
At this point, though, then she didn't rape you, though. You just said you overpowered her. She didn't really...
No, I said...
In the middle of a blowjob, you fucking turn Jackie Chan and you fucking get the knife?
Yes, exactly.
You're not going to be heavily... You're not going to be heavily distracted during the blowjob.
There'd be none of you left.
There's a knife to your throat. She's sucking your dick. You're not going to be heavily distracted during the blowjob.
I can be nice and let her finish.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to sit there and let the girl...
And then when she's done, it gets wood. Then I'll try to get the knife and then say, like, bitch, I want more.
I'm going to let the girl do her job. Because, quite frankly, I think it's rude to startle the person with the knife to my throat.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going
to
lean back.
Well, she didn't have the knife to your throat. Somebody else had the knife to the throat.
Yeah. Okay, so the accomplice had the knife to her. If I know, I honestly, even then, I probably wouldn't fear the knife, is my point. The only time I would fear the knife is if it was near my genitals.
Now, let me...
If they went from throat and then, in a quick move, went from my junk, I'm punching somebody. or I'm throwing her in the way of the knife. That's different.
The cab driver got it good, because first of all, the $32 wasn't his. It was actually the company's. So he got pretty much blown for free.
For $32?
For $32? That wasn't company. His! That wasn't his!
No, but the cab company paid
$32.
Hold on.
Was it $32?
Let's just find out. No, $32. Another person who didn't listen to the story. $32 the company paid to get him blown.
So he was inconvenienced by getting robbed, but then got some...
Yeah, but then there's the police report and all that.
You just heard the fucking subplot to one of Nikki's fucking movies. There was a mouse, and the guy gets rewarded with two girls for getting rid of the mouse. That's a porn fucking... This scenario, to me, is like a porn... literally, a porn storyline. The girl starts blowing the guy in the cab, who happens to have a knife to his neck. But when if he finishes... You know what I mean? Like, honestly, is it like, to me, I would finish, shoot my goo, yeah, and go like this. On to the next fair.
I hope the next fair does more than just blow me.
Yeah,
but then he'd have to pay the $32 to the company. Like, if he reports.
Dude, I got that blowjob, I'm paying $32. Here you go.
What if you're in a small town where, like, you might get a $5 fare? The whole fucking night. Now you're gonna pull the money out of your pocket.
Then guess what? I'm driving around till I get anal. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. The fuck is wrong with you?
I guess it depends on the neighborhood you're in.
I got two Debbie Downers over here. They're like, what if there's a fucking town and it's a dust bowl and no one buys the cab?
Well, you're right. You know, it depends on the sex act. You know, a blowjob is...
Oh, you chalk it up to an experience.
Well, suppose it's a sex act you don't like, you know?
First off, this is such a great story that people talk about it on the radio. Imagine sitting with your friends and going, you know what happened to me yesterday?
But it doesn't say what the sex act is. We're automatically assuming it's a blowjob or a handy.
Yeah.
But what if she wanted to shove like a cucumber up your ass?
How about that?
I would gauge it on whatever the sexual fucking thing is. To me,
so it's a cucumber up your ass.
I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
Who was this girl?
Then I fight for my life. Then I take the cucumber. I force the cucumber into the knife. And I literally fight my way out.
And then later you go home and make fucking...
I make fucking...
tzatziki sauce?
Yes!
Yeah. Never mind cucumber. Suppose it was a pineapple, you know? Come on. Could have been bad.
In your story, she walked around with two accomplices, a knife, and a pineapple, Joe. Do you understand that your scenario is a little more far-fetched? Even the cucumbers, a little more far-fetched.
I mean, personally, I think...
And she walked in, and she wanted to blow him. What if she wanted to teabag the guy, and she's just humming on your ball bag? Like, what if that was the sexual act?
I don't think so, because guys like that. I mean,
that's what I'm saying, guys.
They wouldn't know how to rob the cab driver then, you know?
I understand that Billy wants to be the fucking SVU, you know, victim's advocate over here. I'm not saying that. We get that rape is wrong. Everyone repeat after me. Rape is wrong. We get that. But in this scenario, none of us are Mariska Hargitay. Each one of us is a dude. I honestly think... I know Joe's a pervert too. I know that if Nikki Knightley and her friends decided to put a knife to Joe, I think Joe was finishing. I'm saying I'm finishing too. Yeah. I don't think Billy is, because Billy would keep his jeans on the whole time.
Going back to the cucumber scenario,
yes.
Giggle says Billy would enjoy the cucumber.
Sure he would.
Billy. Does Billy enjoy ass play? Let's find out. Yeah. I don't think he does. I don't think... Giggles, is he a great lover on a scale of 1 to 10? I want to see what Giggles says, because she's honest. I don't think you are. You won't even let a guy put a knife to your neck while you get sucked off by a woman. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not a great lover.
She doesn't look like she has to get...
She says he is. Okay.
She looks like she doesn't have
You're
to
a great lover.
Put a knife to a guy's neck to
She's
get him.
She's hot.
Involved.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that an old photo? Is that the booking photo?
This is the booking photo.
Because she's been arrested a couple of times on drugs. If she's doing a ton of meth, man, she may not look like that at all.
And she walked up to me and said, hey,
she might have sore. I want to lull you.
Excuse me, Walter White. How did we jump right to meth? In my scenario, she's a nice girl, maybe doing some marijuana, who happens to blow me.
See,
or
now,
give me a handjob. You went
fine.
That she has fucking no teeth.
She could
she's
be
a meth
fucking
addict.
Meth head, man.
She's hanging out with Walter White and they're saying bitch on everything.
I would say you don't need the knife. Here's the $32, man. Yes, you can blow me.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you turn the tables and go, if you just let it happen. It's a great story. Like, you come back to work on the Monday, And everyone's like, oh, dude, I got so wrecked. I just drank and I slept. Oh, hey, Eddie, what did you do this weekend? You're never going to fucking guess. These two guys get in the car. One of them pulls a knife. He says, don't fucking move, fucker. I think I'm getting robbed. And guess what? I got blown for 20 minutes, and I lost the company's $32. What did you do this weekend? Watched a movie. See? Your weekend sucks.
What's Giggle?
My weekend's amazing.
What is Giggle saying over here now?
About Billy likes ass play.
Oh, sure.
Oh, Billy.
Does Billy like ass play, or he likes to give ass play? Like, is he putting his cucumber in your fucking, you know, pickle bin? What is he doing? I need to know this. No comment on whether it's, no, he's a great lover. Don't fucking lie. He giggles. Is he a great lover or not? This is the thing you should be shouting from the rooftops. Not saying he likes ass play. You should be shouting from the rooftops, Billy is a great lover!
He's also a sexy beast.
Who is opposed to a man getting raped by a chick at knife point in a cab.
Right.
These are things that make the fundamentals that make Billy Billy.
I mean, like I said, she's not a 10.
Show the picture again to the people
at
home.
She's not a 10, but she didn't need a knife to blow me.
Get it up there.
Yeah, but now you figure she was, what'd you say, 2 months ago, years ago, whatever the fuck it was?
I don't know. Danny, read the bottom part of the article where it says in 2016... there were drug charges. I don't know what month. Last year, 2016, but what month? Because Billy would like to know. Because for some reason, he's a stickler for when she's on drug charges.
2016.
You're ruining.
That's all it says.
Yes, you're ruining all the fun of this nice girl. This Susie Homemaker.
She could be
and
a
her
huge meth heroin fiend. Who whatever.
Who went out?
They're all getting the car. You don't know what you're getting into.
Do you see any track marks?
Yes.
No, not that picture.
Is
it could
she
be
missing
a fucking,
any teeth, Your Honor?
It could be a three-year-old picture.
She's not a three-year-old. She has pubic hair, Your Honor.
I said three-year-old picture.
I'm just saying. I have to don't check my hard drive. I don't have three-year-old pictures. I'm telling you right now, this chick could. I would have literally put my hands up and said, do what you must and let her finish it. I would let her suck me off. Now a chick would turn around and definitely that she would say no. Like if you offered to eat her box at knife point, she's gonna say no. But I think a man would second guess it. A man, if we're being honest, I think a man would second guess it. I think a man would sit there and go, so you're gonna blow me.
Now, would you be?
That's the scenario right now.
Now, in this scenario that played out in the actual news article, would you be embarrassed to say I got blown at night, like a woman raped me?
No, I wouldn't call it rape. I'd be like, you know what kinky shit I did this weekend? That's what I would call it. I don't think I would call it rape. That's me. Billy's saying that automatically it's rape, and I agree that rape is bad. I would not, in my scenario, this is me, I don't constitute this
well,
as rape. I count this as third base.
It's
on wheels.
It's technically rape, but I'm just saying if it happened to me,
no,
I probably wouldn't mind.
No, but see, it's not technically rape. Because this case was rape.
Yes,
this guy,
that's what I'm saying.
But I am now fantasizing Danny and myself.
Going back to that.
If I'm the
fantasizing.
Guy. Yes, thank you. I'm the guy in the car. Okay, I'm the cab driver.
You would be okay with it.
I would say, I would not call it rape because I would let her do her due diligence and finish
the
job.
That's a wonderful idea.
Exactly, Lucy. I'd let her finish.
Other bitches don't need to know about Giggles' man in bed, but they need
what
to,
other bitches? What
the,
line of
but,
bitches
but it's
are
okay,
going around Billy?
It's okay for them to know that he likes
ass play. Where do you draw the line, Giggles? I'm trying to figure this out. I'm just asking.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Billy likes it when I rape him. Something, are those apples or peaches? I don't know what you put up.
There's strawberries, it looks
like.
Are
they strawberries? I don't know.
You're closer to the screen
than you have a they don't look like strawberries either. I don't know what the fuck, they look like apples
to
me.
They look like tomatoes. Fine ripe tomatoes.
I don't like them tomatoes.
There you go, fine ripe tomatoes.
That's what Billy's bull bag looks like.
Ooh.
Vine ripe tomatoes. Just saying. That's what
I'm
she
just
likes.
Saying. Billy has bitches knocking on his door.
I'm just saying. Obviously,
other bitches don't want to need to know what.
And it seems like their kryptonite is finding out that you like ass play. That's the kryptonite that keeps the bitches at bay.
Billy's got
bitches.
I guess
so. Yeah.
By the way, she yelled at you again. Did you get the text?
How we doing
message?
On time?
Damn. I'm just trying to figure out, to me, if I was in the car, I would let her finish. Joe, what about you?
I definitely would, yeah. See, I don't think I could stop it. You know, like,
Would you try to stop it, or would you,
wait, now, do you be a nice guy, and do you bust in her face, or do you hand her a tissue?
No, I think this good girl swallows.
Yeah, I would try to get as much as I could out of it, you know, like, you know. Yeah. Go, baby, go, you know, I promise.
I would actually turn to the other guy and be like, look, you don't need the knife. That's what I would say to him.
Here's the $32, you can blow me, and you don't need a knife.
I mean, the guy would be like, look, if you want to keep up appearances, move it off an inch. I'm not going to tell people you didn't hold me at knife point while your girl over here blew me. I'm not going to say that.
Matter of fact, it was probably the politest robbery ever.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. When you really think about it, they did him a favor, is my point. They got in the car, right? Okay? Yeah. Was he a little uncomfortable with the knife?
So now he lost this fare, the $32. He's out of a fucking night.
Is it all about money with you, William? What about the man's needs and wants and desires?
I don't know.
What about the poor guy who might have not been able, that weekend, he was not gonna bust his fucking load. Yeah. And now he did.
The man got paid to
fucking shoot his load.
Yes, to drain his balls.
Absolutely.
How do you know he got paid? Maybe the money he makes is what comes out of, you know, his earnings.
At that point,
for the
I
day.
Was robbed. I just happened to get a blowjob when I was getting robbed. There's nothing he can do about it. Not his fault that he lost the company's $32.
Exactly.
But they're not going to give it.
And there's a police report to back it up.
I'm gonna go.
You're never gonna guess what happened. This guy put a knife to my throat. When you sell it to your boss, you make it sound way worse.
Oh yeah.
You make it sound way worse. You make him like if he's fucking. Let's just say he's of Arab descent, right? Let's just say he's of Arab descent.
Okay.
Right. You say. Then they said something about 9/11.
Ziploc my ass.
And there you go.
There you go.
You make it so you come out like I don't know what happened. They punched me. And that's it.
Then you say you're so distraught.
I gotta go home
early.
You have to take
a week off work. You know, you milk it out after.
Damn right.
Oh yeah.
After she milked it out,
And then you sit there with $32 driving around for the next week in your car trying to find a chick again.
She looks a little bit like Kinky Katie.
Yes.
A little bit.
Now, I'd let Kinky Katie suck me off with a knife to my neck.
Could have been. You're 100% right.
We also don't know how big the knife was. He doesn't say. Like, I would be...
Was it a black guy? Maybe he had a big knife.
Exactly. Do you also, in this scenario, let's just say she's either doing the handy or the blowy, do you, like, go, let me get in the pants off. I'll help you out. I don't want you to cut your lip on my zipper. Are you nice in that way? Do you help out? Or do you go, it's all you, you're in charge.
I don't know.
And give up control, Billy.
What's the etiquette for getting blown under
a knife point?
I don't know.
Billy,
we'll have to ask Dr. Deb.
Billy, were you in prison? I don't think she was ever in prison. Just saying. I don't think Deb has that kind of weird fetish where it's.
I'm sure she probably knows like the etiquette for all of these things.
Sure,
but see, I'm telling you, that would be a literally legitimate. I think that would change you. I think honestly, that would be a thing in your life. Yes, if she's gurgling in the front seat, I honestly think that would change you. Like to me, it would change me in a good way. I think I would become mega perv. Like the power of all the perverts or the quickening would fucking come to me. There can be but only one, William. I would become the porn Highlander. That's what I would be. If I let this scenario play out, that's what happens.
Alright, if you say so.
You see, Billy's stuck on the money still.
No.
Billy's a show me the money kind of guy.
Yeah, he's all about the money.
Show me the money.
He's all worried about the $32. What if the guy, let's take the guy out of the cab, right? Out of the cab company. Let's just say he's an Uber driver. So he works on his own shit. Uber.
I look on
now, is Uber, do you let it slide because it's an Uber or a Lyft?
I look at the $32.
Yeah, you only get like a dollar out of the fucking.
Billy
tab.
Wants the Billy.
Jesus Christ!
Billy will want to collect $32 for getting blown instead of giving it.
Hey, I had to do a lot of work there.
Nick is saying it's such a sick and twisted fantasy. I would let it happen. Me and, oh my god, this girl is going to suck my dick is what is going to play through the guy's head.
So nine of your essence.
When this happens. I'm just saying. I think, honestly, that's what I would do. I'm being the only one I think that's truthful.
No, I agree with you, Ed. Yeah, you know, I
think Billy's not being truthful. I think Billy's being fucking, I have to be the chivalrous knight. Yeah. And I have to act like I wouldn't. You would take the blowy. It's because Giggles is listening, your fiance is listening, you won't fucking say you would take the blowjob.
No, that's not true at all.
I think you would take the blowjob.
You do have to worry about the circumstances, though. I mean, like, here we do
the
have a
circumstances?
Weapon. Well, yeah, we do have a weapon involved and life-threatening circumstances. I mean, these people may be insane, you know, if you know what I mean. So that has to factor into
it. Is it truly life-threatening?
Yeah, I think so. If somebody holds a knife to your throat and you don't know who they are, I think you know, even though the act itself may be somewhat pleasurable.
Is he still talking?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Okay, I'll see you next week, folks.
All right, thank you. Free speech is never silence, so always speak the fuck up. And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, make sure you tip it after you take the $32 out of the fucking keyhole. Okay, because Billy's going to be very angry about that. Until then, I wish you all an AMF, and that's adios, motherfucker!
Let's go, Rangers.
Yay!
Where's my $32?
I need $32. Yay!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.